Yes, Catherine, we had a meeting basically with the Department of Foreign Affairs last Friday in relation to the death of Michael Leonard. Michael basically was killed 200 metres from the border and that. So basically, there was an inquest come back to 1973 that basically was false in our regards. And we had found new evidence in 2019. And basically, the meeting on Friday was a very important and worthwhile meeting because we got to meet with the officials of the Department of Foreign Affairs and put the case to them that basically we want a fresh and transparent inquiry into the murder of Michael Leonard.
And are you confident that authorities here will put pressure on authorities in the north to sanction that fresh inquest?
Yes, we are, and that means we got a very positive response from the Department of Foreign Affairs and that. But I mean, you know, all we're looking for here is justice. I mean, Michael Leonard's father and mother went to their death without basically getting justice here. I don't want to see another member of the Leonard family or a sibling going to their death for justice for the family. It's very important, I mean, and we see the Ballymurphy at the moment of that. Basically, what we're looking for basically is just a new inquest because the information that was given at the last inquest in 1973 was false and misleading. And also, even the RUC officers did not attend that inquest. So basically, we have new evidence. We have three or four different points. And basically, in 2019, John Larkin, the Attorney General, came out and did say that basically this was murder. It wasn't just an accident. This was murder. So it's very important now that we get justice for the Leonard family.
Do you think that authorities in the north will allow a fresh inquest?
Yes, I mean, I don't see no reason why. I mean, you know, basically with the Good Friday Agreement and all that is there now basically in place, there's no reason that we couldn't get a new inquest into this. As I say, the family are not looking for anybody's head. All we're looking for here is justice for the Leonard family. And I think at this day and age, people deserve that.